Well, welcome to The Exclusive. I'm your host, Sharon Tharp. Today, we're adding another photo to the memory wall here on The Exclusive. And joining me today is Big Brother 20's own Angela Rockstar. How are you, Angela? Well, actually,
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me.
I wanted to ask you real quick before we even dive in. When you went on the show, did they tell you you have to go by a different name? Or because I obviously Angela Rummins is on your season.
Right. And I do believe Angela Rummins had to have been cast before me because they were asking me the entire time, is there anything else you go by? Did anybody ever call you Angie? Did they? And I was like, no, everybody calls me Angela Rockstar. And then I was like, you know, there was a brief period in time in middle school where I was trying out Angie because of Angie Ange on the mic or whatever. So then they were like, all right, well, we're calling you Angie. And I looked at my my ex, my boyfriend at the time, and I said, I bet there's another Angela on there because they're just really pushing this.
Yep.
What's your other name thing?
Yeah. So like in real life, do people call you Angela?
Yeah, they call me Angela or Angela Rockstar. It's one of those like first and last name type people in the real world. When I'm out, especially in the art and nightclub scene of Baltimore, it's always Angela Rockstar. Like, that's just how you say it.
Okay. I feel like, yeah, every time I refer to you or see you, I feel like it, Rockstar comes to my mind, obviously. But yeah, I was like, wait, Angela. So anyway, well, thank you for being here. I cannot believe BB20 was almost 10 years ago.
That's right?
Wild.
I mean, it's like, In some points, I'm like, I cannot believe it was that long ago. And in some points, I'm like, no, things have changed so dramatically in society since I was on Big Brother in general that like, no, I could definitely believe it's almost been a decade. When I think about like how the kids act on this season, I mean, it was just different. Very different.
Yep. I guess that was technically, I mean, we call it old school. It's so interesting. You would think like after like 20 would be like a new school, but really I feel like everyone refers to like BB22 also like after that as like new Big Brother. So I guess you're technically old school, right?
Maybe the end of an era.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. But yeah, I guess for the people that like don't follow you on socials or haven't caught up with you, like what's the sort of life update since Big Brother?
So I did a celebrity boxing match after Big Brother, which was absolutely bananas because I had never been in a fight in my life. I hooked up with a friend of mine that is an MMA fighter and she trained me. She had me running. She had me running while she was driving a car behind me. Like I trained in a way, I mean, you would have thought I was going into, I don't know, be a Navy SEAL or something. Like it was insane the amount of training that I did for this. I did end up losing, but I put up a heck of a fight for somebody that's never fought before.
Also, can we also say that like, you're saying that was the year, like right after Big Brother, you also just had a child before Big Brother, right?
Yeah, like, he's gonna be 9 in December, wild. That baby. So my three kids that I had, one was a baby when I went in and he'll be 9. And then my middle child, she's going to be 14 in September. And then my daughter, my daughter's birthday daughter just turned 18, graduated high school.
Like wild.
My life is very different. Things are easing up on me in stress in the ways of parenting. There's different stresses, but it's not like, oh my gosh, my child is gonna stick their finger in an electrical socket, eat something they shouldn't. Right. You know, like it's a different level of stress. They're very able to kind of be people that you talk to. So I'm not so zapped out, if that makes sense.
It's so crazy because like I guess in real time we did understand that you just had a baby and went in the house, but I really feel like that is wild because also like your emotions, your body, like just like the fact that you would then went into the house for 3 months.
It's
crazy.
Right. Like I did not until maybe I would say 5 or 6 months after going on Big Brother have this thought of like, you are insane for that. Like, you went on there with hormones are raging. You know, I had three kids, but they were spaced out in a way that you kind of forget. You just kind of like, it's something the mind does so that you're like, oh, I can do that again. No problem. Yep. Like, it's just one of those things. And I completely skipped over the whole, I'm going to be in this hormonal body readjustment period during this. Like, I didn't even consider it. And it really is kind of wild that I did that.
Yeah. I want to ask, like, I don't know if I know your full casting story. Like, did you apply? Were you recruited?
Oh, yeah. So I was managing nightclubs in Baltimore City, and that's Angela Rockstar, nightclub manager. Yep. That's what I did. I had two kids. I got with a guy who is my son's dad, who, you know, we love my son. He's real friendly around here. But it was a complete surprise. I actually had taken preventative measures surgically to not have any more children. I had an IUD. They swore to me you could not get pregnant on this thing for 10 years. I said, let's go. That sounds great. Four years into having it, I got pregnant and I was like, oh my God. Because I had my two daughters and I was running nightclubs. You can't run a nightclub with three kids, one of them being a newborn. Like, you just can't do that. So I leave my nightclub management job. Isaac's dad is supportive. We're making it work, whatever. I'm trying to figure things out. And I have the baby in December. He's born the day after Christmas. It was lovely. He was healthy, perfect, you know, good to go. And I'm sitting there and I'm talking to my mom. And my mom says to me, I'm like, Mom, what am I going to do? And my mom is the most practical, like, well, Angela, you get a 9-to-5, you get a job with benefit. Like, this is my mother. This has always been my mother. I'm a theater person. I'm a nightclub. Like, she's, well, Angela, you're just so wild to me. You know, you're such a risk taker. But in this one instance, this woman that I just described goes, well, you know, Angela, I just really think you should apply for Big Brother. And I said,
what?
Yeah. And I said, well, why? And she goes, well, Angela, you're just such a character. Like, I've been watching this show since 2000s. So let me give you even more backstory into my Big Brother backstory. Junior year of high school, I had a German exchange student. I went to Germany in the year 2000. And she goes, oh, do you watch Big Brother? Big Brother, Big Brother. This was the thing in Germany. What? But I didn't know. So they put it on. They're all speaking German. I don't know how to speak German. It's the night cameras. So they're like, walk. And I'm like, I don't know what is going on. Flash forward, Big Brother starts in the United States when I get back. My parents are eating this show up. They're saying whatever the catchphrase is over and over again. They can't get enough of it. Well, I'm not going to say I was, you know, I'm kind of I'm a young person at this time. So I'm looking at my parents and I'm like, if y'all think this is cool, I got to go over here. I got to go party. Yep. I got to go do this, that, and the third. So I never watched Big Brother, but I have like an extensive Big Brother backstory. So my mom flash forward to me having this baby. And she says, Angela, I just think you should apply for Big Brother. And I'm like, I don't know. You know, I don't know that this would be the time for me, Mom. I majored in theater. I did a limited. Nothing's really popped off. And she's like, you should just do it. And so I was like, all right. She told me it was a $500,000 cash prize. Well, I had been living in an apartment. And I was like, bet that is a house cash paid. I can be big chilling. And so I applied and they called me 2 weeks later.
It's crazy. It's so crazy. And did she mean apply now? You just had a baby, like apply now, or she just meant you should apply.
Yeah, I think you should do this. I think I saw a commercial for casting. I think this is what you should do right now.
And so That's so. What do you remember about the casting process? Do you remember seeing anyone from your cast?
Process. And I have no idea how they do it now because this was pre-COVID. So yep. they would interview you. You had to fill out like endless forms and things. And then once you made the finals and they're like, so excited you've made the finals, whoever your casting person is like rooting for you. I don't know if they get a little bonus or I don't know what, or I don't know if they're just excited to see somebody that they cast on TV. It could be anyone or a combo of those things. No idea. But they are rooting for you, your casting person that's found you and brought you to the main casting person. At the time, it was Robin Cass. So I talked to her and then they fly you out to this place. I'm not going to say because I don't know if they still use it, but they fly you to a hotel. And in the hotel, before they take your phone, they take like everything, and you're with these producer guys, and you're like, am I being human trafficked? Honestly, like, you don't really know. Okay.
Honestly,
and then you get to the hotel, and they're like, when you get there, you give them this number at the thing, and then they give you your room, and then you only respond by these initials, and you don't talk or look at anyone. And if you talk or look at anyone, you will be sent home. So then, this is crazy. They give you like different times that you're scheduled to go to the gym, to go have a pool, to go have a lunch. And then you're not allowed to look at any of these other people. So people start talking to you. Maybe somebody's there as a regular guest and you're like, oh, you know, I'm just minding my business here or whatever. And then like you see other people. I saw Rachel Swindler there. I saw Angela Rummins there. They put me in the gym next to Angela Rummins. It was the rudest psychology thing they did. Like, how dare you, Big Brother? That was not building a girl's confidence.
She's like literally a fitness model.
She's like an Olympian, right? So, I mean, really, how dare you? But that was fine. So then you've got these initials you're responding to. This is the best part, the craziest head trip part. You're in the elevator, right? In between your own, you're going back to your room because you just had either an interview, a gym sesh, whatever they gave you. You're going back to your room. And next to you in the elevator is somebody with luggage going.
Oh my God.
And you go back to your room and you're like, they got sent home. They got sent home. That could be me. What are they sending people home for? What are they? If the game begins at the start of these effing phone calls. It's crazy. So then while you're there, they psych test you. They intelligence test you. They take your blood, which is the weirdest thing that I've ever experienced in a hotel room. And I used to party in the 90s. So, you know, like.
Who knows?
Wait. Right. Do
you think the person
crazy.
In the
whole thing is crazy?
I know. Almost like, I don't think this is the case, but like I've heard them use decoys before and stuff. I'm like, did they like plant that person to cry in the elevator to scare you guys? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
you
I don't know.
Don't know. You see these people coming and going and you're kind of like eyeballing them. Like, all right, this person kind of looked like a character. This person might just be, oh, this person's with kids. I know that they're not doing the thing. And then I do believe they were casting for multiple shows. So you're also kind of like looking around, not knowing like what else is going on. I don't know.
That's true.
It was a very, that whole experience was so fascinating. Like it was such a head trip just to even do that.
So I'm curious, do they really explain the live feeds well? I'm always curious because we were talking about this on Twitter, right? And I'm curious, like, what did you know about the live feeds? Obviously your parents were big fans, so maybe you know a little bit more, but
my parents were big fans and they would have called themselves super fans, but they never knew about, now they would watch the BB After Dark when it was on
Showtime.
Yes, they would watch that. So they had an idea, but they didn't understand. And then the way it's kind of explained to you is that it's like these kind of like one-off people, like by the thousands they're watching. Right. It's not, I mean, and then I, somewhere along the way, and I don't want to blame anybody for this because I don't know why I got this idea or how it came in along the whole experience, but I got it in my head that someone had told me that the live feeders are voyeurs and like an experience. They want to just observe people living. They don't want you to talk to them. They don't want you to even acknowledge the cameras. They want it to be like you are, like basically like a Sims game, like you're zooming in on a life that people are living, and that's that. So that was my understanding. So I was never talking to them cameras, really. I was never like even saying my thoughts out loud, really. If my experience was that I'm in my head, then I'm giving the voyeurs an experience of me sitting there in my head. Like, that's it. That's really...
I've heard this before. I wonder... Like, I think they don't love when people talk to the cameras, which is so funny because, like, as live feeders, sometimes we love it when we're like, yes, explain what you're thinking.
Right.
But yeah, I've heard this from other people before. I think they just try to deter you because they want you to ignore the cameras. That is true. So interesting. Okay. But when you get in the house, okay, you're in the house. What are your first impressions of people? Like, was there people that you immediately were like, okay, I can vibe with them? And then were there people that you were like, they're not my vibe?
Yeah.
As with everything.
I mean, we got in the house and we were not day one feeds. And
right.
I think day one feeds are really important because you can start to hear little side things that people are saying that maybe you didn't hear because you don't know what was going on at all and you're only seeing the edited version for that. You know, there were comments made like we did our bathing suit photo shoot and there were several of us that chose to wear heels with this. And there was a comment made from one of the ladies that I ended up not, you know, vibing with at the time that was like, I'm not doing that. I don't want to look like a prostitute.
Oh, yeah.
It was like...
you just offended five people, but okay.
Right, right, right. Literally everyone else, girl. Like...
Oh, man.
But, so there was also like... They just really synced up really fast, level six.
Yeah.
And I had a point of reference that no one in my cast understood. I was walking around like, these are the alpha betas from Revenge of the Nerds. Why aren't you guys seeing this? And they had no idea what I was talking about. So I had in my mind, like, these, they're all kind of stuck up elitist, like, this is what they're giving, at least. Like, and there were a lot of things that led me to that. So you're not supposed to be judgy, but when you're receiving judgment, and then you're also, it went so fast. Like, it happened like, so fast. I remember
it is like high school.
We became friends and I never saw that coming. We were sitting together and we were like day one friends. I really do believe, like, I feel bad when I see people, I just pointed at the TV that you can't see. I feel bad when I see people, trying to redo these alliances because I really believe that your alliance, the ones that go to the end are set on day one. Like, I really do. It's a vibe. It's an energy. It's a something nobody else feels. And you feel it on that day one. So Haley and I are sitting next to each other. And I'm like, how old are you? And she's like, I'm 22. And I'm like, what the hell am I going to talk to it? So I'm like, what's your Hogwarts house? And because I'm like, this is where we can kind of meet, I feel like. And she goes, Hufflepuff. And I said, oh, I like you. You're funny. You were going to say Slytherin, but you don't want me to see you're a Slytherpuff. And so that's what we just,
I love it.
We just started vibing from then on out. Now, what a lot of these, where I had a problem with my cast which I don't know that it really could have been different if there was, I mean, just if there was age diversity, that's probably the only thing,
sure.
life experience or whatever. But they would say things to me. They were always commenting on my weight, which I did not feel comfortable talking about for many reasons, including the fact that that is not my typical weight. So whatever I...
You just had a freaking baby.
Right, right. But I also didn't want anybody that that is their typical weight to be feeling bad about their body.
Exactly.
Like,
yep.
There is... You've got what's going on with you, and then you've got a bigger understanding of what's going on in the outside world and how that can affect people. So I tread it very lightly. But one time they said something, I think it was when I got the punishment, the running in yep. in the unitard punishment, and everybody in the house agreed. It was JC that said it, but everybody was like, oh, yeah, yeah, that... Everybody got the punishment that they really needed.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah. That's... And I looked at all of them and I said, you know, it's none of y'all's business, but outside of here, I'm like a size zero. And they laughed. They That's laughed. Sick. And I said, that's fine. You'll see. You'll see. And but I didn't want to, because you can be a big, beautiful person. Like, I don't like the thin agenda. I never have. I think it's detrimental. So at that time in 2018, I was very much like conscious that I was being judged for something that's not even my normal body, but it might be somebody else's normal body.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was a really weird space to move in, but it was a big part of my experience in that house. They would have treated me 1,000% differently if I went in the way I normally look, which is sad, but is true.
It's good to hear that in a weird way, just because I do think these are topics that, unfortunately, like, people just don't talk about. There are like really psychological things that these games mess you up with as well. So I appreciate you sharing that. I want to pivot, I guess, a little bit and talk about, I have to assume when people meet you on the street, the first thing they say is something about your daughter's birthday. And I guess my first question is that, does your daughter like it? I met her at the party. She's lovely. But what does she think of the whole thing?
So I think she thinks it's a gas. Like, she thinks it's funny. She kind of eats it up. She jokes about being a Nepo baby. But she is also like an introverted gamer. So she doesn't, you know, whenever she's not on her own socials, make, if anything, she wants to do one of those, like, you don't see the person, but you watching them playing the game kind of streams.
Okay.
And she's very into comic books and games and online gaming. So she thinks this is, it's like, she enjoys this. She thinks it's funny. For years, it randomly happens when we're on vacation. Somebody will come up. They'll recognize me. They'll get the picture. The kids they think it's funny. And then they're always like, when are you going back on? The other two are like, are you going to go cuss somebody out on our birthday or what? Like, I mean, what is this? Aradia gets
everything. We feel left out.
They're like, she gets everything because she's the first. I'm like, look, if I could go cuss somebody out on everybody's birthday, I would. But I mean,
that's not
the goal, but they're really truly like, when are you going back on TV, mom? And I'm like, yeah, let me just call them up real quick. You know, that's not how it happens.
Kids don't know.
Who knows?
You never know. I guess. So, okay. So she's really into games, but she's not like necessarily, maybe she doesn't want to be on TV, but like, would she ever want to be on Big Brother? She's 18
now. Oh yeah,
now.
She would totally do it. She said she would do it. She's like, if they called, I would do it. She was like, would you be there? I was like, I have no idea. I said, would you tell them who you are? She said, no.
Interesting. Oh, imagine if they put like her and like, well, I don't think Brett has kids. I don't know if he does, but that would be wild. Yeah. Honestly, one day, I think, who was I talking to this? Maybe Danielle Reyes or something. Like, one day would be interesting of like everyone's kids or something for a season. Right? Like, that'd be cool.
Yeah. That would be wild. 3 years if they keep it at 21 for her.
Oh, right. Yes, technically.
If they
Survivor
keep
Survivor is like 16, but Big Brother's 21.
If they did something on her 20th and she turned 21 in the house, then they would be celebrating Rockstar's daughter's birthday in the house. Just,
it's like a holiday at this point.
Right.
Okay. So just speaking of that, obviously Brett used his eviction speech to sort of pin votes on you, and the whole thing was on her birthday and blew up. What do you remember of that? Like,
I remember
vividly in your mind.
I remember that I tried to talk to Brett and Winston a lot. And I remember that when I would start talking, they would literally like make an ooh face, stand up and walk out of the room. I remember when Brett was on the block, I was waiting. I felt some sort of, it's our time to be campaigned too. These people have to come up to us and tell us why we should keep them. And he didn't speak to me all week. In fact, when I walked into the room, they would get up and leave. So not only was I feeling ostracized, kind of bullied, I was hearing things like, let's keep all the attractive people in the house, which means we need to get rid of Rockstar immediately. There were real like nasty things being said that made me feel like, how dare you? I was sitting there chilling. I wasn't on the block. I was minding my own business. I was excited that day. So they turn off the feeds for a bit when everybody's getting ready before the live episodes. And we're all in the bathroom. And I said to everybody, because every single day, Big Brother would come on and say, you know, on a live, just a reminder, house guests, no shout outs. So I knew that I wasn't giving nobody no shout outs, okay? And yep. I said to them on this particular day, you guys, I need you to know something. I'm going to shout out Aradia today. I know they say not to do shout outs and I haven't done any, but it's my daughter's birthday. Like, I'm going to say it in the diary room. Okay. I'm going to say happy birthday, Aradia. And everybody looked at me and started cackling. And then Casey, I remember her specifically, I shout out my dog, like her pet. And I start thinking, what a asshole my kids must think I am, because I haven't said anything.
You're trying to follow the rules.
I followed the rules. I thought I was doing what I needed to do. I'm following the rules. So I find out that everybody had been given shout outs and I'm like, all right, well, I'm gonna do the shout out. I'm chilling. I'm not on the block. I can be pretty and sit there and have my moment where nothing is going on with me. And I was PMSing.
That's
like an exacerbated PMS that like links into depression. And I'm sure that was real wonky with the postpartum hormone. Yep. Like there were levels to the thing inside of me that made me pop off like that. But I don't regret it, obviously. I do regret that they did not record. So what I wish would have happened was that first part, if you watch the episode, when this is happening, there is dead air silence.
Yeah.
That's because I'm cussing him out. I wish they would have put those beeps in there so I don't look so crazy stumbling over my words saying disgusting, because I'm trying not to call him a motherfucker. Because that's all that was going. I was cussing, 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 cussing. And then Casey goes, Rockstar, Rockstar, we're still live. And that's when I'm like, disgusting. How dare you? And I look crazy. So anybody that sees that
makes more
now
sense.
Is yep. like, this woman is insane. Look how he got her with that, then don't. But they didn't see him about to cry when I was cussing his ass out from the start.
I was going to ask, like, do I even ask, where do you stand with Brett? Like,
I mean, you know, he's wherever he is and I'm wherever I am. I never spoke to him again. We did a thing that Big Brother asked us both to do, I guess, where we recorded our voices. I did hear that his mom sadly passed away, so I asked Haley to let him, you know, have condolences, because I didn't have a way to reach him. I had him blocked on everything, so I was just passing along.
I mean, like, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn. Okay. Like it's so he never really like apologized or kind of.
I think like right afterward, I was kind of trying the podcast thing and I may have had him on there, but then maybe like a couple years later, he had me on. He was on some podcast that was like a bit,
I remember this.
Some guys, and he was like not being cool. And so it just like re-enthused our, you know, like,
I get that reference. I don't know if everyone else does.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So, and well, I guess speaking of like, who from the cast do you still talk to, if anyone?
My cast, I talk to Scotty and everybody else kind of on social media. I keep up with their lives. Right. I think that was probably one of the biggest disillusionment things for me to unpack when I got out of the house, because I really felt like these were lifelong friendships. And 8 years later, it's like these are lifelong people that you worked with 8 years ago.
Yep.
Like, and I really believed that we would, I thought that, you know, Scotty is the only one of my friends or alliance that have met my children.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He came to visit. He's the only one that ever came to visit. It's not that I didn't extend invitations to everybody, but he's the only one that came to visit. So that really hurt me at the time, especially because I was struggling at the time financially. I was struggling in a relationship that wasn't good. I was struggling in a lot of ways that, like, I wasn't expecting people in their 20s to necessarily understand, but I was expecting, I don't know what I was expecting. My expectations were not met at that time.
Yeah, it's completely fair in the moment too, because I feel like your season was so like, okay, you got Faute or the Hive, whatever, and you got level six, and it was so divided that of course, like the people in your alliance, it's almost like us versus them. You feel like some connection with the people that you're working with.
Yeah, and you really do legitimately have love when they're standing up and they're saying, I really do love all of you so much. They mean it. They're not. I remember because I hadn't watched Big Brother, and so I'm like, before I'm going in during the casting process, I'll just take it back there for a second. I'm watching Big Brother on YouTube and I'm thinking, what is wrong with these people? Like, what is, like, how long do you know this person? But when there's literally, it's, I guess I can only equate it to like, if you got real close to like your jail cellmate at one
literally
point. I mean, I'm serious, like there's no one else to talk to. You're, the outside world starts to fade away, and in like a it is a completely mental, emotional roller coaster in a way that only people that have been in jail really understand what I'm talking about when I talk about this part. It's really weird. So you would think like, but then you remember the cast, everybody is from all over the United States. Everybody comes from different socioeconomic backgrounds. Everybody comes from different worlds. And maybe you keep that together, but maybe you just go back into your own thing and whatever that was. And that might not have anything to do with any of these people. So I really, there's no judgment. It was that was something that I had to work through, though, because I really believed, like, oh my God, we'd be going to each other's weddings. We'd be, you know, spending holidays together. And like, I really believe, like, that was a naive thing for me. That, but I do love the alumni of Big Brother. I feel as though you can really connect with people that maybe you didn't have the emotional strain with at any point in time, but that went through the same experience as you.
Yeah.
And it's kind of easy to build on that. If that,
yeah, that's true. Like, you can connect with a lot of the alums. And it's funny. Yeah. I think a lot of people aren't close with their cast, but we'll be close with someone else's cast or someone else. So yeah, that's interesting. It's a little sad, but it happens all the time. And I'm assuming that makes sense of, like, do you understand why? Because as viewers, we're like, these people are making out on, like, day. I mean, some of them are maybe a little early, but like showmances, for example, does that, since you've been in there, does it make sense why people connect like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
It really does. Like, I understand it completely. Especially, yeah. I imagine that's got to be so magical to fall in love in the Big Brother house, because you have nothing else but this person, especially if you guys are riding for each other. Like, you're working
ride
together,
or die.
Ride or die. This is your person. You're fighting to the end. It solidifies. It's trauma bonding, and it's also love bonding, and perhaps even bombing, because there's nothing else to think about except how spectacular this person is that you get to be with in the, yep, Big Brother house. I mean, there's so many levels to the psychology of what goes on in there. It's for different individuals. It's fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it is. I wanted to ask you, so where, obviously you were blindsided and all that, but like, where do you feel like your game really went wrong? Or do you feel like you even had a shot? Because it sounds like people were not very nice to you.
No, I don't feel like I had a shot. I also, I don't feel like I had a shot in the house or outside of the house. I came to understand that Tyler was pulled from another CBS show that they were airing while we were in the house. I don't know how much more of a hero you could be to the public if that's the angle. What I was very naive about is that I really just should have thought a bit more. If they're psychologically testing you, if they're intelligence testing you, if they're putting you with people that they know you may or may not get along with, then they're probably angling for who they want to win as well. Does that always happen? No. Could it? Sure. Or do they have an idea of who might? And if that's not you, but you're thinking, so I'm a very spiritual person and I believe like destiny. I believe, I kind of believe that you can do whatever you want, but at the end of the day, the story is already written. That's why I don't really live in a lot of fear. I just feel like, okay, you know, this is what, yeah, we're doing. That's just since I was a kid, nobody else gave that to me. It's just something I have. So for me, I'm thinking, this is it, which I'm sure everybody's thinking, right? This is it. But yeah, when it's not it, and then you come to realize that it may never even been for you. Like, it might not have been crafted for you, honey. You might be a side character in this. Then I think you would play a little bit differently.
Yeah, that's interesting. You're right, though. Like, I think, I mean, even people go into casting. I mean, Dan famously wrote about this. Like, he played up this character, then goes in the house and completely kind of switches. I bet the producers had, okay, this guy's going to be this. Like, they have you. She's going to do this. Yeah, it's true. And they can't.
I'll tell you something real, which I hope it doesn't get me in trouble with the boat shoe wearing white guys when I say this. But so there, I'm on the phone and they're like, Rockstar or Angela or Angie or whatever they were calling me at the time. Probably Angela, because I wasn't on the show. And they're like, we'd like you to consider being an alternate. And I'm like, bet. that sounds great. Because I really start thinking about this and I'm like, you know what? In a year, I'm probably going to be back to my normal self. Yeah, let me do this alternate thing. Whatever. I'm still having the experience. I'm still doing it. And they said, but before this, we know that you like everybody. We know that you like to get along with everyone. We know you say you can get in with any kind of group possible. But if you were just going to pick one person, like one type of person that you don't like, what would that be? And I said, all right, fine. I said, my mom's going to kill me for saying this, but entitled white guys, you know, them boat shoe wearing, my dad's a lawyer, privilege, privilege, privilege. Like, I can't stand that. So she said, okay, thanks. Hangs up the phone and she's like, Rockstar, you're on Big Brother 20. We've cast you. You're coming out to LA.
Interesting. Okay.
So there are things that I came to understand, which is that they knew I wasn't going to get along with this dude. Mm. They have us next to each other in the intro. Yeah. There are certain that if I ever played this game again, I would go in with the knowledge that with really thinking about the fact that they know how we psychologically tick. They know
a lot.
Our intelligence levels. They know who's going to do good on what and who's not. Like, they know you down. They've psychologically and intelligence tested you. Like, they know you down. They know you better than you know yourself is what I've really come to understand. They knew I was a ticking time bomb on my daughter's birthday.
Okay, so you obviously when you go out, you go to jury house. Any stories from the jury house that you can tell me about? What was it like in there? Was there a lot of tension?
Oh my God, no. No, it was beautiful. They put us in a mansion. It was a real mansion, a real one, with a pool, with a jacuzzi, with, I got there and it was just Bailey at the time. Mm-hmm. And she says to me, I have the best room for you. She had picked out this little room for herself and she walks me into this master bedroom with a balcony and a jacuzzi tub that like four people could fit in. And like, I mean, she says, Rockstar, I want you to have this room. And I was like, me? And she said, yeah. And I said, all right. And in the jury house, the house managers, they'll like bring you books. They'll put on music on their cell phones. You're still not allowed to, you know anything about what's going on in the outside world, but you're chilling. Like, you can go outside. That was a big one for me in the Big Brother house that I didn't realize from watching the show was that they build all the sets in the backyard. So while they're building, you're locked in the house. While they're breaking it down, you're locked in the house. It's not like you could just go get a breath of fresh air when somebody's agitating you. You can't just go look at the moon when somebody's making you angry. You can't go outside.
Like, that would drive me nuts, honestly.
And I didn't realize that because I wasn't a live feeder. I was watching the clips. Everybody looked like they're chilling by the pool. Okay, I can do this. I can go outside. I can go meditate outside, mind my business, reset. I know how to do that. But
also journal, right?
Yeah, journal. But I mean, you couldn't do any of that in the Big Brother house. So it was very easy to relax. I moved in to a new house recently, which I'm super excited about. And it's very awesome. So I was going through stuff and I found a journal entry from the jury house. Do you want me to read it?
I would love it.
All right. This is really funny, actually. I mean, some of it. A battle back, a chance to return for the 500K. A chance of a lifetime, a chance that refills me with stress and anxiety. If you go back in, you have, in all capital letters, to win HOH. Otherwise, you are right back out the door. I have felt nothing but joy and calm since leaving the hell that was the Big Brother house. But 500K is a hell of a carrot to dangle in someone's face. Upon entering the jury house, Bay revealed to me that she was pregnant. She then told me about her and Swaggy's relationship in detail. Bay began spotting when I arrived, and she did end up having a miscarriage. I was glad to have been the one to be there with her at the time, in her time of need. Can you imagine if it was Angela, Brett, or Tyler?
It's so right.
And I didn't write this down, but I did. I had had a miscarriage in between my two daughters. So I knew what Sorry. That felt like. I massaged her feet. I read to her Bible verses that she wanted to hear. I made her breakfast. Like, I knew that she couldn't talk to her parents. She couldn't talk to her partner. I remembered what that pain felt like. I remembered having my mom to be able to talk to. I remembered being able to talk to anybody. So I just knew that I needed to step in and try and be as much of her mom and her sisters that I could pull in from anywhere to try and support the fact that she was going through this horrible, horrible situation in the jury house.
Well, can I just say, I mean, I know you believe in destiny and all that. It's like, maybe that was your story. Like, you were supposed to be in the jury house with her, because you're right. Like, I think you were the perfect person to be there for her.
Right.
I mean, obviously, I don't know Bailey well, but I'm like, you obviously are a mother at that time as well. So wow. Okay.
So I believed at that time, okay, I get it. I see.
Yeah.
I see. This is a part of my part.
Yeah.
So, where was I? Scotty just got here, and we just found out we'll have the opportunity to battle back into the Big Brother house. Now, this is interesting, because I want people to know this is from whenever my thoughts in the jury house, because everybody wants to say everything. Now, Angela, Tyler, Brett, and Sam are who I want out.
Yep.
The plan would be to win HOH after or during the battle back and put Angela next to Tyler, then throw up Sam or Brett when/if Tyler wins. And lie. F this being authentically me. If I go back in, it would be going in for blood. No more nice Miss Angela Rockstar. I go in victorious, vicious, and taking bitches down.
I mean, that you would have had to do that. Like, you had to win if you were going back. So I love that. You were hyping yourself up. Oh, man. That's so cool that you found that, though. I'm glad. Like, I wish more people. Do a lot of people journal in there?
I don't know.
Yeah. I know on Survivor.
I only did the one. I'm a big journaler. I've got them from third grade on. They're hilarious. It's like, you know,
oh my God,
dating misadventures of Angela Rockstar in chapter form. It's very fascinating. God. So I really thought about that as well in the Big Brother house. Like, you can't let anything out except on these people.
In the jury house, was it very obvious where votes were going? And did you always plan on voting for Casey?
Yeah. If Casey was up there, I had also thought about, like, what if it was Angela against Tyler?
Mm.
I had thought about that too. And
which
I think
way do
I
you sway
for Angela, probably? But Casey was the one that got me out.
Yeah, I know.
So I get a little touchy when people are like, you are a bitter juror. And I'm like, I voted for the person who made it impossible for me to get 500K.
Right.
Sounds bitter, but
No, your vote's not better, because you're right. Casey got you out. So
right.
If anything, like, it's more of like respect.
So end the talk now, Phantom. Rockstar was not bitter.
Oh my God. Did you ever consider voting for Tyler? Was there anything he could have said or done?
He could have given me the credit that he gave me later on outside of the house for always knowing it was him. Mm-hmm. When he hugged me at finale, I feel like he like whispered, you always knew or something. And I'm, you know, if he would have stroked my ego in particular and said, Angela Rockstar always knew, she always had it out for me.
Right. I mean, he lost by
but
one
otherwise,
vote, right?
I just appreciated Casey's game more. Casey literally knew everything about us. She could name your pets. She could name your kids. She knew your sisters and brothers if you had them. Those other people didn't know nothing about the other side of the house. They didn't get to know us. They didn't care. And so it was like, wait, you're going to fly under the radar, win comps when you need to, be cool with everybody, not leave a bad taste in anybody's mouth. And now we're supposed to all just be like, ooh, yeah. Not you, because you were furniture according to the fandom. Well, sorry, you were cool according to me while you were, you know, being a couch in the house. You weren't being mean, that's for sure. Like, and it doesn't matter, right? To the fans, because they're not... Nobody's being mean to them. It's all entertainment. But when you're in there, if people are, even if they're backstabbing you, it's okay as long as they're not being douchebags.
Right. Exactly. There's game and then there's personal.
Right. And I'm sorry, but if somebody leaves a personal taste in your mouth, you're not game related, they didn't need to say all them side comments, you know, like, and I'm talking,
no, that's a mistake on their part.
Like,
yeah, that,
people 100%. Handle themselves however they handle themselves, but the audience needs to understand that the way that people handle themselves may or may not rub somebody in there the wrong way, period.
Yeah, 100%. I mean it's part of jury management too, like, don't be an asshole because no one wants to vote for that,
right?
And that's their prerogative.
Yeah. It's social media funny, though, because every so often CBS will pull out the On My Daughter's Birthday clip or whatever. And Brett has his little shining moment for saying, then don't. And everybody, oh, you're so great, Brett. But besides that, Tyler said something. And I said, hey, Tyler, you're a dad now. And he actually commented, yeah, nobody better F with me on my daughter's birthday either. And I said, oh, that's growth. Growth. We love to see it. But
he gets it now.
I don't know. Like, imagine if my whole cast, I was 35 at the time. Imagine if they were all other parents in there. I just think it would have been different. For me, it felt like my cast in particular was very sorority, fraternity, and I was a weird art kid. There was one thing that I had really observed from watching the different clips or whatever I was watching before going in, and that was this mom archetype. And the mom archetype goes in the house and wants to take care of everybody, baby, and don't worry, I'm cleaning,
your mama,
and cooking, and I'm the emotional support. And guess what happens? They still kick mommy out. So I was like, I'm not cleaning up after these people. I'm not cooking after. And that's probably why, like, of course people knew I was a mom, but I wasn't really like the mom of the house. I would say Sam took that mom of the house role on our season. And she did go further than me, but they definitely still cut her. Like,
yeah. Oh my God. I will never forget the clip where she calls out Haley and I forget who else of like treating the men wrong or something. I was like, yeah, what?
Crazy.
Crazy. Anyway.
I couldn't.
That was wild. Even when I see the clips now, I'm like, how did, I don't remember in real time how that landed, but I'm hoping it didn't land well. I don't remember.
It was outlandish.
It was crazy. But yeah, I guess like looking at your season as a whole, I do think a lot of people like Big Brother 20. Obviously there's a ton of drama and all of that. Like, do you think it holds up? What do you think of your season overall and your experience? Like, is it something that you like look on fondly and can laugh about, or is it something that has like real trauma tied to it still?
No, I don't have any more trauma tied to it. I actually, it is something that I laugh and look at fondly. I've always had an exceptional ability to make fun of myself before anyone else can. And I think that over the years, I actually feel like I have more fans than I ever did, which is cool.
I think that's true too. I see a lot of rock star fans popping up. So yeah. And also I guess like, oh God, not to make us sound old, but like, I'm sure there's like a new generation of people watching the show now and catching up. And so like, it's interesting that their perspective is almost like sometimes just completely different than how it was in real time. So it's fun to see, but
it's great. I actually, I love being an alumni. It's my favorite. I like to go to the premiere party every year. I like to meet the last cast. I like to see the incoming people. I love the fans. I can't believe 8 years later, there's still people that come up and recognize me and shake
it's so
to
cute.
Meet me,
yeah.
To meet me.
That's cool.
What? Cool. Let me shake to meet you too. I love the fans. I mean, like, I love them. I love them down. And I think they're so passionate. They're so interesting. And you meet them in person and they're just delightful. Like, they're lovely. I like them. I get
they're just excited to talk to you.
People can be crazy on the internet, but they can be crazy on the internet. I don't know. I even like messing with the trolls sometimes. Sometimes I block them. But sometimes I just play with them because who cares? Like,
it's a silly show.
It's a silly show that impacts a lot of people and leaves you with a platform that you're like, what do I even do with this? You know, like, because it is a weird I do have a normal job. They know, but the audience doesn't know. I try not to cross pollinate. It's okay. You know, I would definitely, even my regular job, they're like, would you ever go back on TV? And I'm like, yeah, hands down, I would go back on TV. From the time I was brought into this earth in Key West, Florida, and I was winning baby beauty pageants, the one thing that I loved the most was hearing applause. Like, always. That's my favorite attention, whatever you want to call me. Absolutely. I'm that. I love it. I would go back on TV right now if you asked me to.
But yeah, I guess like it must have helped, like, because people weren't always so nice to you in that house, that like when you get out and fans are so excited to meet you, I'm sure that like that helped.
Well, I was not at the time. I was not necessarily received in, there was a lot of love. There was also, at the time in 2018, a lot of love for Level 6. Yep. I was saying things about society in the house that would not come into conversation until years later, where people that look like me might start talking and acting in different ways about subjects like racism, homophobia, sexism, all the isms. I was talking about these isms in the house, and I came out to many people that had not explored any other way of thinking than their own narrowly minded one. And so it wasn't really until, I would say, after the BLM marches, after the pandemic, after a lot of things that happened in the world, that people started saying, oh, wow, she's actually really cool. Like, oh,
she was ahead of her time.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And so it's nice that everybody else has caught up.
Finally. Yes, I agree with that. finally.
And yes, it is absolutely incredible. I do not, I hope it doesn't come off egotistical, but truly, like, I, you know, received so much more love than I could have it now, than I could have even imagined when I got off of Big Brother. I mean, I was, you know, when people talk about, like, oh, why is death threats? Like, yes, I got them. Were they serious? Probably not. Were they still in the inbox? Absolutely. Like, stuff that was just crazy. And so you have to take that with a grain of salt too. But I, right now, am in a place of, like, I feel real good with the fans, with the people. I love the position I sit in that way, if that makes sense.
I love to hear that. It's like, I love also, and I've told this to house guests who come out who are having a hard time. I'm like, listen, as the years go on, society changes, things change. And also, like, you get reverence for certain players that maybe you or a newfound, like, oh my God, they are actually really cool. And so I'm hoping that people realize that that still happens because, yeah, it can be rough getting out of the house, especially if you didn't have the best experience. So,
oh yeah. And they will pull out that thing. On my daughter's birthday was not anything I understood. Here's another, like, Angela Rockstar's goofy. In the jury house, we're doing our odd casts and they give you a suggested script. Okay.
Okay.
And my suggested script was all about daughters' birthday parties. I want to be 100% honest in self-reflecting back that I feel like I blacked out during that. Because when I'm reading this, I'm like, why is this your suggestion? I mean, I throw parties. I've managed nightclubs, but I don't know. My daughters, but I mean, that passed. Like, what do you want? Mm-hmm. I did not understand that. And then when I came out and I found out, like, this is the thing people are clinging to, they're clinging to the moment that you lost it.
Yeah.
They're clinging to the moment that you snapped, like, you blacked out and in the jury house didn't even understand the reference that was you, that you, like,
yeah,
that is a head trip because you don't even understand a moment that is now 8 years later. Everybody's celebrating my daughter's birthday, which, like we already said, she absolutely loves. She hopes that they continue this for the entire forever. She loves this. The other ones want me to go celebrate their birthdays too. That's, the kids love it. They're not upset on that. But that moment, I had no idea. I had no idea. And thank God that's what I zapped out on, because people ask me for cameo birthday messages this day.
Make that money.
Thank God I didn't. Thank God it was on her birthday. I could have zapped out about tuna fish or something. I mean, randomly. It could have been at any moment that I finally zapped. And thank goodness it was something that is very marketable.
I was going to say, like, I know it was, you blacked out. Maybe it wasn't the best in the moment, but when they show that clip, like, all the time, does it make you smile? Or are you like, yeah.
No, it's like, it's a mutual appreciation. I feel like, because Big Brother's tagging me, you know, it's like, all right. And it's fascinating that this thing still pops off 8 years later.
You're part of the lore, basically. Yeah. It's part of the Big Brother lore. Everyone knows that reference. You know what I mean? Which is
right. Cool. It's incredible to be that, especially when you blacked. There was no, I mean, I blacked out. I didn't. And the only reason that I can even remember that for a fact is because I remember the jury house, them trying to do this story for the odd casts about all my, and I'm reading it and I'm like, what the fuck are they talking about? Like, what is this? Like, I don't have another kid's, what am I, a child birthday planner? I run nightclubs. Like, I just didn't get it. Like, I did not get it. It's so crazy.
I know you said you would love, you would go back on TV. Are there any shows that like you have interest in or any shows that you wouldn't do? Like, what are you open to?
I'm open to anything. I'm an adventurous cat. But my favorite reality show of the current era is The Circle. I did apply to The Circle the season that they cast Brett, which is interesting. I think I might have been in kind of a sad girl phase when I sent in the tape, and I wonder if I actually angled them to reach out and like, I wonder if he was a recruit.
Because I was wondering too. Maybe they freaking took you.
I swear to you that like I had just broken up with my man, and I'm like sitting there, and I'm like, I'm gonna record this tape, and it's probably something like. And I was on Big Brother. I mean, everybody likes this guy, Brett, but give me a chance. I'm sure it was something ridiculous that if he was recruited, you're effing welcome, Brett, because I was the one that applied.
That's wild. Because you would also
probably
think-
like a tragic applicant. I don't think that I'm proud of whatever I sent into them, but it was... on a hope and a prayer that, hey, maybe they'll reach back out. Maybe I can like... I had literally broken up with the guy that I had my son with, and I was in a really, there were like dark times after Big Brother and then light times, you know, life is a roller.
Of course.
You just got to ride it. But I love The Circle. The Circle is probably my favorite reality show. I also love The Survivor. I feel like I could be trapped outside and I know how to shuck an oyster and I get a nice tan and I love salt water and you could leave me on any island and I feel like I'm fine. Mentally at least. Like the mental emotional. The mental emotional that if I ever got called from Big Brother that I would really have to focus on is like being trapped inside. With Survivor, that's not anything that I would have to worry about, like ever. I would be outside. I would be under the stars and the sky and the sun, smelling the air, touching the trees, touching the ocean, feeling the four elements. As a spiritual person, as a magical witchy person, I that really was very hard for me to be not outdoors.
Yeah, I mean, for anyone, you need fresh air, you need to see the sun. Well, The Circle is coming back. Are you considering applying again? Or
yeah, I think that I might. I don't really ever ask anyone. Maybe one of these days I'll ask like some of the alumni that have been recast, because it's kind of my understanding that once you're in, if anybody wants you, they just call you. From whatever it's kind of been my understanding that that's the way it works, is that everybody knows everybody and somebody eventually might say, have you thought about Rockstar from Big Brother? And then they'll go, oh yeah, she would fit perfectly for this because of blah, 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 blah. And then you get the call.
Yeah. If they know you're open to it and maybe you've been in casting for different things. I mean, even Drew on this season, he was in casting for like four different shows that didn't work out. But once they have your number, they have your number.
And so I am open to that. I do. Okay. Call me, you know, whenever. But I don't know. If something came out that really... I did apply to The Circle. I don't know that I'll apply again. And I kind of have this idea that like, you know, they'll call if they wanna.
Okay. Well, I guess my last question is though, Big Brother, if Big Brother calls and it's a full on season again, would you say yes?
Absolutely. I absolutely 100% would. I would hope that it would be with other people that had already played.
I don't
even want the experience of people seeing, oh my God, it's Rockstar. And now everybody's, I don't even know if you authentically like me or you just, you know, I don't even know if we're authentically vibing or you're just starstruck at the moment. And I gotta be honest, you think like, oh, it's just a reality TV person. But when I went in to the house, they had the audience filled with all the former people that had played. And I was like, oh my God, oh my God.
Yep.
Rachel Riley walked into our house for a competition. And I was like, oh my God, oh my God. Like, what, you know, so I don't want to be that. I want to play the game again as my normal self, not having crazy hormones raging, other than whatever perimenopause is. I'm sure we're getting into that. I'm 43. That'll be whenever, a couple years. But other than the stuff that I'm normally have to go through, I want to play with other people that have played. I don't want the starstruck thing. And I want to play in my body that I'm used to, in my hormone levels that I'm used to. I want to play as a person that hasn't had a baby recently.
Yeah, that, listen, this is fair.
I want to give myself a full shot.
As you should, as you should. And it's like Rockstar 2.0. I mean, also like 10 years later, almost, you're a different person, right? Like, in some ways, of course, you grow as a person different. So yeah, I think it would be interesting. I would love to see it, Rockstar. But yeah, thank you again, just taking the time to chat with me. This has been really fun.
I love it. I love you. I hope you continue. Would you do it, Sharon? Would you do it?
I don't think I want to be on camera. Like, if it wasn't on camera, I would do it, because I like games. I'm competitive, but being watched constantly, I don't deal with hate as well as other people do. It's really hard for me. I'm more sensitive than I like to admit. So
yeah,
probably but.
Okay. I was just curious.
No, yeah, it's a good question. I wish. And that's why I try to like lead all my interviews with grace. Cause like, as horrible as some of these people are, and some of them are, it's also like, that's a traumatic experience that I don't think people fully understand. So.
No. And you can't, and not to sound like I hate saying stuff like this. I think it sounds so elitist, but it really, even production is like, we have no idea what you all go through. We watch you snap. We have no one will understand what it does to you. It's really, really, really crazy.
Yes. That's always why I try to give people a little grace. And like, listen, if they don't change after the season and they're still an asshole, that's up to them. But like, I do give people a little bit of, you know, after they get out of the house, and try to get readjusted. Because
me too. I accept whatever they do in the house. I judge them. I make my snarky comments. I have fun. When I meet them outside of the house, Exactly. Everybody is a clean slate as far as I'm concerned. And then if you remain an asshole, that's, you know, that's just, I guess, who you are, honey. But like, if it was the house that was doing this, then it's really easy to see, you know?
Yep. Well, thank you again for the listeners. Please like and subscribe. I love doing these interviews. Let me know who else you guys want me to talk to. Obviously, Rockstar was like one of the top people that people kept telling me to talk to. So I'm so happy we got to do it. And I'll be back with another Memory Wall interview next week. So thank you.